You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. 46 U.S. attorneys appointed by President Obama are clearing out their desks today after Friday's abrupt demand from Attorney General Jeff Sessions for their resignations. Among those asked to resign, the first woman to serve as U.S. attorney for the Eastern District here in Michigan, Barbara McQuaid, was appointed by President Obama in January 2010, and she is with us now. This happened so late Friday, Barbara, that reportedly there were some U.S. attorneys who didn't even know they'd been fired until they woke up Saturday morning. How and when did you learn the news?
Well, a press release was issued about 3 o'clock, but I got a call at about 4:15 asking me to submit my resignation. And it was a little unclear at that time whether it was immediate, but it was later made clear that it was.
What were your first thoughts?
Well, you know, I certainly expected that I would be leaving at some point in the coming months. But in January, we've been asked to hold over to ensure an orderly transition. So I was a little surprised it was so abrupt and so sudden. But, you know, certainly I think most of us were planning to move on at some point. It is customary for new presidents to appoint new U.S. attorneys.
And I'm, you know, knowing that you do serve at the pleasure of the president, what have you been doing to prepare for your departure since Donald Trump's election?
Well, you know, trying to transition things and make sure that our programs are in good shape here, that we have people ready to lead. So we certainly have been transitioning over the past several months since the election. So we're actually pretty well prepared to do it. But, you know, it's not that the kind of job that you can leave on a moment's notice. So, you know, I'm at the office today trying to help others to be prepared to do their jobs, to hand off things in an orderly fashion. I imagine I'll need to continue to do that for at least the next several days.
So that's kind of your plan is to, by the end of the, when do you plan to be gone?
Well, I don't know, as long as it takes. You know, I have plenty of time. So, but, you know, I'll go through our cases, go through our projects, go through upcoming events and make sure that they're all covered and handled.
Barbara, CNN and The Washington Post are both reporting that the attorney general had a big conference call with all 93 U.S. attorneys Wednesday, kind of a pep talk, it's reported, and that there was no hint that anyone's job was about to be eliminated. Is that the impression that you got from that call?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think this came from Attorney General Sessions. I mean, the message was that it had come from President Trump. So I don't know whether he knew at the time, but it didn't seem that he did.
So that was, the report is correct, it was kind of a pep talk and it was about working together with the Attorney General?
Yeah.
Okay. How would you have preferred this to be handled?
Well, you know, it's not up to me. And different presidents do it in different ways. It was done this way in the Clinton administration and I think roundly criticized in the last two administrations. You know, people permitted to leave as their successors were identified. And that seems like a more orderly way to do things. But, you know, certainly the president is permitted to have in these offices whoever he wants or doesn't want. And so, you know, it's his prerogative. Would have liked a little more notice time to try to wind things down and have an orderly transition. But that's the way it goes. And I'll do my best to make sure that the office will continue to be successful.
And who's in charge now on the interim basis?
There is an acting U.S. attorney. He has until now been the first assistant U.S. attorney. His name is Dan Lemish. He is a longtime career prosecutor here, a tremendous lawyer and a tremendous public servant. And I take great comfort in knowing that he'll be running the office until a new U.S. attorney is nominated.
And we've noted this administration has been kind of slow to place presidential appointments to date. Should it take some time for your replacement to come in, what do you think could be lost when there is not a permanent person in charge?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm hopeful that our very capable first assistant will do a fine job. We've got 115 lawyers here, all in the middle of cases, and I know they'll continue to see those cases through. So, you know, it's a feeling. I've been through these transitions before as an assistant U.S. attorney. There's always a little bit of uncertainty until the U.S. attorney is named. But I have confidence in the people who work here that they'll continue to work hard with great professionalism until that time comes.
Barbara McQuaid, let's talk about what you've done in your time as the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District. What are the cases that really stand out for you?
Well, there's a number of them. You know, some of the things I'm most proud of is the work that we've done in civil rights We've had two cases resolved fairly recently, one permitting the building of an Islamic school in Pittsfield Township and another permitting the building of a mosque in Sterling Heights. After both of those institutions were denied permission to build in those communities, we filed lawsuits under the religious land use statutes and were able to obtain a settlement to get them to reverse those decisions. So I'm very proud of that work so that those institutions can be built in those communities. I'm certainly proud of the public corruption work that we've done, from prosecuting former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick to the public officials in Macomb County who've been charged recently, and the Detroit Public School principals charged with bribery. And then we had a very significant case against the underwear bomber. On my first day on the job, the Al-Qaeda operative who tried to blow up a plane over Detroit on Christmas Day in 2009. So there have been a lot of cases, and thanks to the great work of the men and women who work in this office, we've seen a lot of success that I hope has improved the quality of life for the people who live in our community.
You put a lot of effort into community engagement, particularly with the Muslim community. How would you characterize that relationship between the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Eastern District and the community?
Well, I hope it is strong. It's something that we care very much about. I think people think of us mostly for our enforcement work, but that's really only a portion of what we do. We also try to do a lot of prevention work and prevent crimes from occurring in the first place. And the way to do that is by engaging with the community and talking to people so that when they have information to share with you about tips or leads, they are confident that you're going to do the right thing with it. So we spend a lot of time engaging with a lot of different communities throughout our district, and the Muslim and Arab community is one of them. And it's important that they feel like I'm their U.S. attorney, too.
Now, talking about ongoing investigations and lawsuits, one of the important things ongoing is the suit that your office filed in East Point, arguing that the city's electoral process violates the Voting Rights Act. The city's about one-third black, but no African-American resident has held local office there. What do you expect to happen to that lawsuit?
Well, we'll see. We always try to resolve lawsuits. I think it's better to resolve lawsuits than, one, spending the resources and going to court, two, risking the uncertainty of going to court, and three, you get when people agree to an outcome, they're more likely to accept it and embrace it. So we'll pursue settlement, but if not, we're prepared to go to trial. And our thought was, let's get this done before the next election cycle.
And in your view, how much of a bellwether is this East Point case to see just where the Jeff Sessions-led Justice Department lies on voting rights issues?
I don't know, but that this lawsuit was filed during the Obama administration, but the current administration has certainly permitted it to go forward. So I'm hopeful that we'll be able to get our day in court, or at least reach a settlement in this case.
What are the major challenges that, in your mind, await your successor? I guess if you were going to have an exit interview, what would you say are the priorities moving forward?
Well, I would certainly urge any successor to continue to engage with our communities. That's so critically important, I think, to make sure you're out there listening and understanding the needs of the community from all components of the community. I certainly would talk about violent crime. We have violent crime challenges in Detroit and Flint and Pontiac and Saginaw and other parts of our district. And everybody who lives in those communities deserve the same high quality of life as everyone else. We've put together some very good partnerships with law enforcement agencies in those communities. I would love to see that to continue and to grow. So I would certainly urge them to consider some of those strategies that we found to be successful and hope to build on.
I'm wondering, do you have any regrets as you leave? I mean, in terms of, let's say, public corruption, is there any issue or instance that you feel like you weren't able to get to it?
Well, there's always, more work than you can possibly get to. We have to prioritize our cases. We have to try to, go after the cases that we feel are the most significant. So you can't always get to all of them. But I really feel like I have no regrets. I have poured every ounce of energy and every part of my soul into this job. And I am proud of the work that we've done here together.
What are your thoughts about this new administration and the new attorney general?
I wish them all the best. All of our country needs them to administer justice fairly, and I'm hopeful that that's what they'll do.
Was there a moment in your time as a U.S. attorney when it really hit you that the awesome power that a U.S. attorney has at their disposal?
Well, there were many instances. The cases that we recently brought against some of the largest automaker and auto supplier in the world, we had a case against Volkswagen that cheated on the EPA emissions tests at the lab in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And we brought charges against them and resolved it for a $4.3 billion fine. That felt like, you know, a tremendous opportunity to use power to right wrongs. Same with Takata and their airbags. You know, they had the exploding airbags that resulted in 16 deaths and hundreds of injuries, and we were able to bring a criminal case against them, resulting in a criminal conviction and a $1 billion fine. So all of those things certainly make you realize the tremendous ability that we have to do good.
I know it's early, but have you started shaping plans for the future?
Yes, I do have thoughts. You know, although the timing of the announcement Friday was unexpected, the fact of it was not. And so I had been planning to leave in the coming months anyway. And so I do have some plans. I'm not quite prepared to announce them today, but sometime in the coming days, I will be announcing that.
We'll look forward to hearing that. Barbara McQuaid, okay. The outgoing U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District in Michigan. Thank you so very much.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate it.